all like that, all a cottage. And gun shells, well, they not in a cottage because it ain't made out of metal. I would call it metal, because it's tin or something. But the shells, you see, they're made out of paper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some kind of thick paper.
When children have a thing where they take a board and they lay it over something, one sits on each end and goes up and down.
Oh, that's the sawhorse. I meant seesaw.
Seesaw?
Yeah.
And what do you say they're doing when they do that?
Seesaw.
Seesaw? And what if they fasten it on a post, have a nail or spike down through the middle so they can go around in a circle?
Well, they call that a windlass.
Windlass?
Yeah, you see, because you're going around, you can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the windlass.
And
then another thing is, it works the same way. If you want to pick up something, they take and call it a windlass, picking up something.
Mm-hmm.
Working it, every time you do that, you're pulling it up higher and higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a big roller about that big. All right, and you got a hole here, and a hole here. You see that when you pull down to this hole, the next hole is there, and you catch that. You see, you can lift or pick up 5 times more that way than you can this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about, did you ever see, be like a seesaw, except instead of being fixed in the middle, it'd be fixed on the end, and a kid would sit in the middle and bounce up and down?
Now they're sitting in the middle?
Mm-hmm. And it'd be maybe a stump or a post or something on each end, and it'd be fastened to that stump. And so you just sit in the middle and bounce up and down.
Oh, that's a bicycle, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, would you're just sitting there. And
oh, just sitting
kind of like a seesaw, except
yeah,
you're not going anywhere.
I wouldn't know what you'd call that. Yeah, I wouldn't know what you'd call that. Yeah.
What about if you tie a couple ropes to a tree limb and then make a seat at the bottom?
And make a swing?
A swing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if you had, you ever have a coal stove or a coal fire?
No, I don't use any coal.
Ever been around where they had one?
No.
You ever been around where they had one?
Oh, lots of people use coal in the stoves, but they don't now like they used to. Well, they only got grates in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start it off with a piece of lightwood.
Mm-hmm.
Get it started and get that coal to burn it, but then you can just keep adding coal as it burned down. Yeah.
Do you know what they call the thing that you carry the coal in?
All I know is a bucket.
Just a bucket?
Yeah. You can carry it in anything because you can put it in a piece of paper or so far as that a sack to hold it, but no other special name as I know. They may have one for it. They may have a special name for it, but if it is, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They say the coal bucket, that's all. Use it for nothing else but that.
If you doing some work around the house, maybe laying bricks or something, have a vehicle that's got one wheel and it's got a pan and two handles that you push around.
Wheel valve.
And if the wheel starts squeaking, what would you put on it?
Oil.
And what about if you wanted to put something thicker than oil on it?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to put nothing thicker than oil on it. No, unless that wheel is out of motion, that it ain't plumb, and it would wobble, I'd put a washer in there to keep it from wobbling.
Mm-hmm. Well, if, say you're working on your truck, and you want to fix the wheel so they'll turn, what is it that you put in there?
Grease. Dope. They call it. They
dope.
Call it dope, but it's all grease.
And if you put grease on it, and you come back in, you got it all over your hands. Say, well, I have to wash my hands because my hands are what?
Well, they have the soap that made special for that. But if I don't have the soap, well, then I'll just take it.